chair will call the next nominee to the podium, Zippy Duvall, president of the Georgia Farm Bureau.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very proud and honored to be in front of you today. I'm honored to have my name among the names that have spoke here and will speak after me. But I thank Bob Stallman for 16 years of personal sacrifices that he's made from his family and his farm to serve us and leave this organization in good shape. And he is due our gratitude. I want to thank you. I've visited every state that has invited me to come to. And you've shown me some of the wonderful hospitality that lives in the hearts of American farmers across this country. And I am so proud of that great experience you allowed me to have. See, I'm here standing for you today because I believe in what we do here. And I believe that you believe in it, or you wouldn't be here. In our policy book that you worked so hard on all through the fall and through this convention, just in our purpose, it says it's the purpose of farmers and ranchers to unite, to discuss their problems and develop solutions. I believe in that. I believe this is the only organization in this country that can unite all regions and all commodities to get that done. And then it goes on to talk about all the other things that we believe in, and everyone knows by reading this work that you put together. But I also believe, and you believe, in freedom. Just several years ago, the Secretary of Agriculture stood before the delegation in the convention hall and said when he thinks of farmers, there's one word he thinks of, and that's freedom. Freedom. Because what you do and what I do and what our sons and daughters do, it sets 98% of the people across this country free to do whatever they want to do because they hadn't got to worry about growing their food. We are important to this country. But freedom goes two ways. We, the farmers and ranchers of this country, need to be freed up from overburdened regulation, lack of a workforce, and all the issues that we talk about so that we can use the technologies and grow the food for the people of this world. See, we have a moral responsibility to the population of this country and this world to step up to the plate and make sure they have food for their children. And that's our responsibility. But there's other reasons why I'm standing before you today. My dad told me if you ever want to affect the policies that affect you and your life and your family and your community and your farm, you got to get outside your fence rows. You are outside your fence rows today. And I've been outside the fence rows when I stepped into the leadership role of Farm Bureau, and you have invested hours and hours and dollars in the Young Farmer Program that got me to where I'm at today. Not because of me, because of your investment. And we need to continue to do that. We as leaders need to lead our organization in better shape with more trained people, smarter young people, to take our organization into the future and make our future bright for them and their grandchildren. I promise to you today that this election is not about policy. You do that work and make that roadmap. This election is about leadership. And the style of leadership you want running this organization for you. I bring a style that generates relationships, building bridges, and solving problems for you each and every day. I think that we're put here as farmers at this time to be stewards of God's great works. And if you elect me, I'll hold true on our commitment of a common cause, common values, and a common voice. I stand before you today and ask you for your vote and your support so that we can move forward and solve problems for our farmers. As my granddaughter told me during Labor Day this last weekend, we was riding around to feed some cows, and she put her arm around me and she said, "B-Pop, there sure is a lot of work to do on this farm. We got a lot of work to do. And if you'll elect me, we'll get that work done, and we'll do it in a way that you're proud. Thank you, and thank you for your vote, and God bless you.
Chair will call our